Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network, flagship station 790 AM, KBET, here in Las Vegas, Nevada, where I broadcast from, my beautiful Las Vegas. And so many great stories to get to, coming from the house that Root built. George Washington, General George Washington, said, if you want peace, prepare for war. And that's what we do here every day. We go to war against liberal nutcases, mentally ill communists, and all forms of wackos. Let me start the show with a piece of news that represents the illness, the mental illness in America today, and the mental illness of liberals. And it's part of that famous ad campaign, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. No, I tell you all the time, what happens in Vegas is representative of the entire country. And it's going to spread like a cancer, like a mental illness slash cancer to the whole country. A transgender woman wins the Miss Nevada USA pageant. You knew it was coming. They've invaded our locker rooms. They've invaded the military. They're getting free surgeries in the military. They're sitting in the foxholes next to your sons. They don't know if they've got a penis or a vagina. The whole thing is sick. They're invading your daughter's bathrooms and locker rooms and showers. They want to stay with her on road trips. Because they're a girl. They identify as a girl. And they want to compete with her in wrestling and softball and every other women's sport, track, volleyball. Take away your daughter's awards, opportunity to win. And now they want to win beauty pageants. A man just won a beauty pageant for women. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. You're not going to tell me that I'm homophobic because I like gay people and I support gay rights. And I've always been the most pro-gay rights Republican in America. But I've always said, as I said to Bill Maher 5 years ago on his show Real Time on HBO, transgenders is a bridge too far. You're going too far. Well, now you've gone too far. It was bad enough when they wanted the bathrooms with our daughters. And then it was a step worse when they wanted the locker rooms with our daughters. And then I thought it was a step worse when they wanted to play sports with our daughters. And then I thought it was a step worse when they wanted sex change operations in prison. And then I thought even worse, they want sex change operations in the military. And now they want to win women's beauty pageants. How could you be beautiful when you're a man? Do you understand how sick this is? It's sick. It's absolutely sick. Transgender woman wins the Miss Nevada pageant. Good luck to Nevada. Time to move to Texas. Bye, Vegas. Yuck. Take your men acting like women and stuff it up your you-know-what, you morons. And then, as if that isn't bad enough, the liberals are taking over the NFL. It's disgusting. The NFL declares football is gay, football is lesbian, football is beautiful. The NFL on Monday joined the rest of corporate America in marketing to LGBT Americans for Pride Month with the release of a new commercial declaring that football is gay, lesbian, queer, transgender, bisexual, and a whole bunch of other things. The advertisement begins by stating football is gay. As drums roll and people cheer in the background. Football's lesbian, football's beautiful, football's queer, football's life, football's exciting, football's culture, football is transgender! Transgender! So I thought the worst it would ever get is a man portraying a woman in a locker room and then on a girl's sports event field. And now it's become beauty pageants. And now it's, they're going to have transgenders in football. Oh my God. What, do you have a woman who's become a man playing football? Oh, wait, they're not done. Football is queer. Football is heart. Football is power. Football is tough. Football is bisexual. I didn't know football was bisexual. Did you? I played football my entire youth. You know, I never knew it was bisexual. If I had known it was bisexual, I wouldn't have played. Are you kidding me? This whole thing is insane. Football is freedom. Football is American. Football is accepting. Football is for everyone, the commercial announces. Oh, my God. I'm just so sick of this crap. I'm so sick. And by the way, I repeat, I'm pro-gay. I like gay people. I got nothing against gay people. Do whatever you want in your own bedroom. I don't care. But this is insane. Football's not transsexual. Football's not lesbian. This isn't American. This isn't Judeo-Christian. This isn't normal. This is abnormal. Men can't win women's beauty pageants. And women who become men with a vagina, now a penis, can't play football. It's just disgusting. And there's going to be such a pushback. America's had it with all of you. All of you. America doesn't want to deal with any of you anymore. Take your liberal ideas and stuff them up your you-know-what. Wayne Root, the Republican who's always been pro-gay, is telling you it's a bridge too far and you're setting back the gay rights movement 1,000 years. Not 100 years, not a decade. 1,000 years. Because this is weird. Okay? I accepted gay marriage. I accepted gay people kissing each other near me. It's okay. I'm living with it. It's okay. Now you do this? Now it's all out the window. All bets are off. I don't want to hear from you. I don't want to know it. It's disgusting. It's immoral. It's just not even human. Men are men and women are women. You're born with a sex. You can't make believe you're a new sex. You can't operate yourself into a new sex and win women's beauty pageants and play football. Moving on to other topics. Just another summer weekend in Chicago. 77 shot. As understaffed Chicago PD braces for July 4th. 77 people shot on the weekend by Sunday night, including 5 killed. 7 of the surviving victims are minors, 17 years or younger. From Saturday night on, news of shootings came in so rapidly, police and reporters struggled to keep a tally, with Chicago PD citing 55 wounded by Sunday evening, and then the numbers just went up from there. Why do I bring this up? Because you've defunded the police. You're obsessed with hatred for white people, hatred for capitalism, hatred for successful people, hatred for cops, love of criminals, and love of people who don't know if they have a penis or a vagina. Probably both. Did you ever make a snowman? You put both... you put both the carrot and the vagina on it, just as a joke. This is America now. It wins beauty pageants. It plays football. It calls itself it or they. You can't say Mr. or Mrs. or he or him or she or her. You got to say they. This is so confusing. None of us are going to live in your country anymore. We're going to secede. We're going to leave. We're going to take our money with us. I don't want this anymore. You've all lost your minds. You know what this is called? Defund America. Because when conservatives leave, you better turn out the lights. When Christians leave, you better turn out the lights. There's going to be nobody left who's capable of running and funding a country. So now what we've got is the Democrat Party has turned into defund America. Because I don't want this anymore. I'm not going to live with this anymore. Oakland defunds $17 million. From the police budget. We all know in every inner city and urban area of America, black neighborhoods, majority-minority neighborhoods, we know that crime's out of control. We know every one of them has a Democrat mayor, usually a minority Democrat mayor. Every one of them has a Democrat city council. There's not a Republican in sight. We've got nothing to do with your problems. We've got nothing to do with your crime. We've got nothing to do with even your police department. The fact is, in all these cities across America, It's blacks running blacks. It's Latinos running Latinos. And it's certainly Democrats running blacks and Latinos. So you have no one to look at but yourselves. No, when the crime explodes and black people die and your black children die and your Latino children die, and who is there to protect them? Police officers, many of whom happen to be white and willing to lay their lives on the line for your children. And you defunded them and you disbanded them and you took away their their ability, their immunity, their ability to avoid lawsuits, and you made them sound like baby killers, and you spit on them, and you're going to regret the day, I'm promising you. You have no idea what you're doing to yourselves. Oakland, one of the most dangerous cities in America, defunds the police budget. Morons. And while this is going on, Ilhan Omar calls for all illegal immigrants in the U.S. to have a pathway to citizenship. Well, of course. Is this some surprise to anybody? I mean, I put this news right at the top, but should it shock anyone? There's no reason for it to shock anyone. Look, I keep telling you again and again ad nauseum that at Columbia University, which the gal who just graduated Columbia, who escaped North Korea, came to America, got into Columbia, and she just recently said Columbia is worse than North Korea, and the students of Columbia University are worse than the terrible people in North Korea. Not the citizens, but the leaders of North Korea who are crazy and want to kill you and ban you and censor you and hang you and rob you and rape you. The people of Columbia are worse, she said. And at Columbia, I learned about Cloward Piven. And Cloward Piven was how you destroy the United States by putting everybody on welfare. And I'm telling you, there's two ways Democrats are doing it, have been doing it, are planning to do it again and again. They're opening the borders and letting everyone in and giving them all free everything. And you have to pay for it all. And you and I will be destroyed, wiped off the face of America. And the second way is lockdowns. And I'm going to get into a root rant about lockdowns when we get back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest. This time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Wade Allyn Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs for the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans.
They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Boostar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Boostar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Boostar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Boostar in the first aid section. Feel Boostar work fast or your money back.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
I mean, just think about my rant a few minutes ago. Just think about it for a second. Wayne Allen Root back with you. The Root's on fire. You know, here's what's beautiful, okay? I'm not bragging. Muhammad Ali said it ain't bragging if you can back it up. I got the most loyal fan base in all of radio, in all of TV or radio. And I hear from all of them eventually. I get thousands of emails each day, each week, each weekend. And I hear from all of you, and I know exactly what you think. And I speak for all of us. I speak for all of us when I say we've had enough and we're not going to take it anymore. We're just not going to take it anymore. This is insanity. Transgender insanity. A bridge too far. First, they want to join our bathrooms. I said this in the segment number one, but I got to repeat it. First, they wanted to have women's bathrooms. Then they want the women's locker rooms. Then they wanted to play the women's sports and take away all your medals and all your awards and all your scholarship opportunities. And then they wanted to be in the military. And then they wanted you to pay for their surgeries in the military, which is why I told you that's what was going to happen from day one. That's why they want to be in the military. They don't care about America. They don't love America. They hate America. Look at the girl over the weekend. She stood on a podium at some pre-Olympic event, and she basically held her back to the American flag and put a black, I think, sweatshirt or something over her face to show how much she hates America. Hates America. Hatred. Transsexuals hate America. They're not in the military because they love America. They're in the military to get a free surgery. And now they're entering women's beauty pageants. They're the new definition of beauty, according to liberals. And the NFL says the NFL is transgender and lesbian and gay. This is wacko. And by the way, the gay guy that just came out with the Raiders, I don't mind. He's a Republican who supports Trump. It's Democrats who say they hate him online. I don't care what he does as long as he's good on the field. But if he's bad on the field, you have no right to leave him in the game. Leave him in the game of football. Leave him on the team. Leave him on the field because he's just a token. You know, and beat out a straight white guy because we don't like straight white guys anymore. But the straight white guy is a better football player. Whatever happened to performance? I don't mean performance in the bedroom. I mean performance in the corporate boardroom. Performance on the football field. It's supposed to be about who's better, not who's gay, not who's black. If a white guy's better, he gets the job. If a black guy's better, he gets the job. If a gay guy's better, guess what? He gets the job. But no, football's not gay and lesbian. Football's not transgender. Football's football. It's knocking people's heads in. Are you nuts? It's just a bridge too far. This is insanity. The end of America. It's coming fast. So crazy. A transgender woman wins the Miss Nevada USA pageant. Ugh. Stupid. Asset Strategies is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And it's just, Asset Strategies isn't here to make a political statement, by the way. They don't back up any of my political statements. They're here for one reason and one reason only. Because they want to offer you the opportunity to buy gold and silver before it's too late. Stephen Moore is a friend of mine. He's been on the show many times. He warns that Democrats are planning on adding $22 trillion in debt over the next decade. The country is gone. We're going to become Greece, Zimbabwe, Venezuela, and Cuba combined. We're gone. We're finished. America's done. If Democrats get their way, we're done. But you don't have to be done because you could own a lot of gold and silver. And if you own a lot of gold and silver, you're going to get rich while everyone else is getting poor. The dollar is going to go to zero, and you're going to have something that's worth a lot more. What was that number my buddies at ASI said last time they were on the show? I think a person who had $1 million in 1916, $1 million, today it's worth $40,000. And if you had $1 million of gold in 1916, today it's worth $60 million. These are very rough numbers I'm giving you from memory. But it's the difference in having the same $1 million. One would be worth $40,000 today, and the other would be worth $60 million. What do you think the future is going to hold if we are $22 trillion additional money in debt, in addition to what's already there? What are we now, $26 trillion in debt? Now you're going to add another $22 trillion? So you got to buy gold and silver to protect yourself. It's the greatest insurance policy ever. Everything's soaring. Inflation's here for good. Who's saying that? Every hedge fund, every genius, every billionaire on Wall Street. And my buddies at ASI, Asset Strategies International, are offering the best deal in the world when you say war. You're a fan of Wayne Allyn Root. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them war sent you.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now!
Yeah. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Both the East and West Coasts are in for a toasty day. The National Weather Service in New York saying a heat advisory is in place and temperatures could feel like 100 degrees or more in parts of New York and New Jersey. Meantime, folks in the Pacific Northwest also dealing with more sweltering temperatures, as it's expected to reach 107 degrees in Seattle. Seattle resident Pat Andrew tells USA Radio News his city's not used to temperatures this hot.
We don't have a lot of super hot weather, so when it hits us, you know, people are kind of unprepared for it. We don't, you know, all the houses, some of the businesses don't have air conditioning.
A federal judge dismissed antitrust lawsuits the federal government and most states filed against Facebook. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Shh.
you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Sponsor of this segment of the show, the War Raw Podcast by Wayne Allen Root. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. And don't forget, the best of the best comes on weekends. I've got my War Raw Weekly Podcast. It happens once a week on Fridays, and it runs all weekend. And it's the best of the best, the top 10 most outrageous, salacious, controversial stories of the week for conservatives and patriots and Trumpers and libertarians and deplorables, et cetera, et cetera. It's all available to download anywhere you download great podcasts like iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. We've got our guest with us, very honored to have him on the show. I asked Andrew Paul, my executive producer, to please get him on the show. I was so excited to talk to him. I have a lot to say about COVID and the COVID vaccines and masks and lockdowns and all that stuff. Well, we've got a real scientific expert, Dr. Robert Malone, who's the inventor of the mRNA technology used in the COVID-19 vaccines. And he's been very outspoken on many different shows. He invented the technology in the vaccines that they're trying to push on children, and he's even worried about it. And I wanted to talk to him about it. Dr. Robert Malone, it's an honor. Welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, I appreciate brilliant people, and obviously, and I do believe in science, and obviously you're a brilliant scientist as the inventor of mRNA technology. You're a lot smarter guy than me, but I'm scared to death of the vaccine technology that you invented, because I know it's been rushed into production, and it's experimental, and I don't know why we're demanding that children get it when there's been a lot of illness in adults and some death in adults and a lot of illness in children around the world, including heart inflammation and blood clots on the brain and lots of other things. I mean, I'm just worried. I've never told a single person on the show not to get the vaccine, but I'm worried that it's not for everybody and we shouldn't be pushing it on everybody. And I wanted to get your entire take on it, and the floor is yours. Explain what the mRNA vaccine, what it does, you know, how it works, what it's supposed to do, and what it could potentially be doing as we push it on the whole population.
Okay, and do all that in 5 minutes. I'll do my best.
Well, but like 10 minutes, just about 10 minutes. How about that?
Okay, you're kind. Let's see. So first off, I want to get the message out to your audience. There are rules here. They're actually federal law. It's called the Common Rule, and there's some basic rules for clinical research and experimental products. All of these vaccines currently available in the United States are not yet licensed. Therefore, they are by definition experimental. Therefore, the rules that apply are the rules for experimental medicine. These go back to the Nuremberg trials, the Accord, the Helsinki Accord, and all the way forward to current federal law. So what are the rules? Number one, you have the right to complete information about risks. You must be provided with complete information about risks associated with an experimental medical product to participate in any clinical research. That, number two, those risks have to be communicated to you in such a way that you can understand it. I can use all kinds of fancy medical jargon that can make it hard for you to understand what's going on and what's up and what's down. That's not allowed. It has to be expressed in a way that you understand what the risks are, and you have the full right to ask any questions about any of those risks and whether they apply to you or any concerns you have. Number three, the rules are, full stop, no compulsion, no coercion, no enticement. You have the right to decide what happens to your body. You have to, the rules are that for medical products, the acceptance of the product has to be free and without any constraints. Okay, you have to do it because you want to do it for the good of humanity or whatever your motivation is, but you have to accept it. Last point, this is kind of the accessory. We have something called an age of consent. That means that if you're not at the age of consent, usually 18, you can't consent. It kind of makes sense. So therefore, we cannot compel kids in this talk that I've heard in various places, Canada, other places, hopefully not the United States. We're going to give out ice cream cones to get the kiddies to come around and get the jab without getting their parents' approval. That is absolutely not okay. The other thing I wanted to convey in terms of big picture message that I think a conservative audience needs to hear, because this is about to really hit the fan, I believe.
It is right now.
The campuses that are demanding that college students get a shot before they come back to school, there is a lot of pressure coming down from the CDC and working through the chain of command down to the university presidents to insist on what are really compulsory vaccinations for university students. This is not okay. It's not legal. So long as these are still experimental medical products, it's against the law. It's against federal law. Now, some states are trying to put in place various things to say that university presidents don't have to do this, that they can make rules saying that the university students have to do this. I suspect, based on the town halls and other things that I participated in, that there is going to be a major backlash, and I suspect that the politicians are going to run from this like anything. This is going to be a hot potato come fall, and if they don't pay attention to it, this is going to flip the Congress. So that's my prediction, and I suggest that if you guys feel strongly about this, now is the time. Now's the time to mobilize, and in particular, this question of kids and young adults receiving vaccine is a hot button, and it fully deserves to be pushed there, to be pushed back on it. Now,
let me mention one other thing, Doctor. Let me jump in and just mention, here in Las Vegas, unlike most corporations around the country, although some are doing it on Wall Street, my understanding is that J.P. Morgan Chase is saying you can't come back to your job unless you've had the vaccine. In Vegas, all the casinos are demanding, or most of them are demanding, you can't come back to your job unless you have the vaccine. And a few of them are saying if you don't have the vaccine, then you have to wear masks every single day, your entire shift long, and take constant tests like twice a week for COVID at your expense, which almost means there's no choice but to get the vaccine. So to me, all of this is illegal and immoral.
I think that there are going to be a boatload of lawsuits over this about compelling. It's one thing to compel an influenza vaccine that's a licensed product. And for places like hospitals and things like that, hospital workers, that's been well established that employers can make those kinds of demands. Employers making those kinds of demands on experimental vaccines, that's a different domain. And I think the lawyers are going to have a field day on that one. So we'll see how that plays out.
But it's interesting because you're the inventor.
Doctor,
I'm just jumping in for one sec. You're the inventor of the mRNA technology. So obviously you believe in the technology. You just believe the way it's being used right now is very questionable, correct? Is that what I'm understanding?
It's not just that. So we can go into the nuance of the protein that's being expressed as an antigen and how it's been characterized. And I can go on for hours and hours and hours and put your entire listenership to sleep on that.
Yeah, but I understand.
Beyond that, beyond the techie talk that I'm glad to jump into, but I don't think you want to go there, maybe just as a starting point. But I'm also trained in bioethics, and that's where I draw the line.
Right. Well,
whether
I see how
good
ethical,
or
yes.
Bad,
yes.
These,
but,
it is not
but, but
ethical.
I,
it
but
is
I want
not
to
okay.
cover, I want to cover to me what's the crux of why I've got a problem with the vaccine, not just because it's experimental, but because they're injecting spike proteins into your body, and spike proteins are the key thing in COVID.
No,
that
they're
is
not.
Destroying.
That's no, wrong. Okay, let's reel that back a little bit. They're not injecting spike. They're injecting genetic material that codes for spike. And so here's the snapshot of what went wrong right at the core. There's a whole bunch of things that went wrong here. But the big one is that the FDA treated these They're, all three vaccines are gene therapy-based vaccines. You're taking genetic material, putting it into your cells, and your cells become the vaccine manufacturing plants. Okay, that's how it's working. And the problem is that the FDA, in their wisdom, decided that these were just like any other vaccine, and they used their standard vaccine checklist to make an evaluation of these. And so they didn't require reproductive toxicology. They didn't require what we call full biodistribution. That means where does this thing go in your body? They didn't require that you characterize how much protein is being made by your little factories after the gene transfer. And they didn't require that it be characterized for how long it's going to be made. The other thing that went wrong was that everybody rushed this out at the very beginning. You know, this is how it is sometimes with brilliant scientists.
Hey, doctor, you hear music on. Let's keep it low, Chris. Keep it low. But here, doctor, look, we got to wrap up this segment, but I want to keep you for the next.
Yep.
I want to keep you for the next segment. So if you'll just wait 4 minutes, we'll be right back with you because I don't want this to
Sounds
be finished. I'm fascinated by listening to you. All right, so we've got Dr. Robert Malone, inventor of the mRNA technology used in the COVID-19 vaccines, and he seems to feel the same way I do that it may be a great vaccine, but it's experimental. A, B, the ethics are all wrong of what's going on in our country, and C, there's a lot of problems that no one's disclosing to you, and you can't force it on kids. So let's get into all of that when we get back. Wayne Allen Root, The Root's on Fire, back with Dr. Robert Malone. If you believe in science, this is a scientist and a science-based segment when we get back.
Friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee. We want to invite you to a special once-in-a-lifetime live event. That's right, a live event at the Ahern Hotel and Convention Center in Las Vegas. The first 50 people that register will get in free. If you know the awesome and amazing Wayne Allen Root and you mention his name, you will get in free. That is a VIP category. We will be sharing the breakthrough science that we shared on the floor of the United Nations and have helped tens of thousands of people to transform their health, reversing diabetes, high blood pressure, and many other illnesses.
This free event starts at noon on Saturday, July 10th. To get your free tickets, go to EnergizeHealth.com. That's EnergizeHealth.com. And click on the big orange button that says Live Event.
We promise this will be a life-changing event. You will never be the same.
Go to EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and un... Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. It's, you know, I'm not going to do a live read. I'm going to go straight to our guest because I think this is such important stuff for everybody to hear. Dr. Robert Malone is my guest, inventor of the mRNA technology used in the COVID-19 vaccines. We're getting it straight from the inventor. Dr. Malone, I mean, my issue is I understood completely, you know, I'm a Trump fan. I thought it was great that Trump, you know, made sure that we had the vaccine, but I just never felt comfortable. I told my audience, just wait, because it's an experimental vaccine. Wait to see what happens. And now there are a lot of people that are sick. A lot of people have died in the United States and in Europe. In Europe, it's even higher. I saw over the weekend the numbers from the European adverse, you know, reaction vaccine site. And in Europe, it's 15,000 dead directly from the vaccine and literally 1.5 million with major serious adverse reactions. Those are some very large numbers and nothing to scoff at. And I understand it's out of 200 million people have gotten the vaccine, but that's just so far. It's obviously going to get worse as time goes on. More people will be sick, more people will be dead from the vaccine, not from COVID. So it worries me. Again, it's a tiny percentage, but it worries me that over time, this could be a mistake for all these people that rushed into the vaccine. I want to get your reaction to that.
So here's the thing. In all of this, there needs to be, they talk the words risk-benefit analysis, but they haven't actually done the calculation. But what's usually done is you figure out what's the risk of the disease, what's the risk of the vaccine, and you do that for each of the age groups. And for the old folks that are under high risk that they're going to get this disease and potentially die, high relative risk, okay, it makes sense for them. For children, adolescents, young adults, it's a pretty close call. And the thing is that it's a close call based on what we know now. And what we don't know is any longer term adverse events. And we still don't really know about the picture of the short term adverse events because they're still rolling in. So you're right. But you've got to look at the risk benefit as a function of what age you're in. And I'm not recommending anybody not take vaccine. I'm recommending that everybody learn. And it's your body, and you make your own choice. But the numbers kind of look like It's the old folks that need to be vaccinated, and they all probably need to be vaccinated, and it's probably a good reason for them to be done. But for the young folks, it's pretty marginal. And if it's your child that ends up on the short end of the stick, then you're really going to feel bad about it. So that's kind of where this seems to be breaking.
And I assume you agree with me. One of the big issues I've got, and I've said this on the show, I've said, look, it's just from the standpoint of getting people back to work again and getting the economy moving, the vaccine's been a godsend. But on the other hand, a lot of people are sick and some have died, and I'm sure more will be sick and more will die. And I have no problem if all you say is, hey, it's a very tiny percentage, but you really got to worry and you got to think about it and you got to know the risks. But when social media bans you from mentioning that the vaccine has killed people and has, you know, hurt people, when they ban you from even mentioning the risks and the negatives, that's not America anymore, and that's my problem.
This, I so strongly agree with you. The bans that have happened here are twisted. And there's this odd thing that's going on. I just found out about, and this is no conspiracy theory, okay? There is an organization of major media called the Trusted News Initiative. And this is, you know, Facebook, YouTube, Reuters, Associated Press, Washington Post, they're all in this together. And they did it for political reasons. And now they've decided that this is enough of a crisis that they're going to control media and information for anything having to do with the vaccine. And here's an example. My wife just found this today. I'm being attacked by Reuters for fact-checking, claiming that I'm wrong that the spike protein is a toxin. It is. The wild-type spike protein, multiple peer-reviewed publications, there's no debate about it. But they came out and attacked me. So then she goes and she looks online. She finds out this gentleman, Jim Smith. Jim Smith is actually the chairman of Thomson Reuters, and he's also a board member of Pfizer. The thing is, these guys are all interlinked.
Right.
And that together with what's going on with the censorship is just wrong. And you're dead on. We're in some pretty troubled waters here, and we gotta correct the ship here.
Right. I mean, people are shocked when I give speeches all over the place, and I always say I've never been an anti-vaxxer. I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm not anti-this vaccine. But I do say that you should wait and see what the results are, because if people start dropping of heart disease and heart inflammation and blood clots in a much bigger way than they are now over time, and if people start dropping dead, right now the only ones that are reported are the ones who drop dead 5 minutes after they get the vaccine. What about the ones who drop dead 3 months and 6 months? And a year later. So you just got to be careful and you got to wait. And I would never give it to my kids. Never give it to pregnant women or my kids. And so I wanted to have you on, Doc, and I'd love to have you back again in a couple weeks to just go over some updates on what's happening. I'd love to get you back often.
I look forward to it. And trust yourself. Trust your body. Do your own diligence. Everything you said is pretty well dead on with the facts.
Thank you, Doctor. Dr. Robert Malone, inventor of the mRNA technology used in the COVID-19 vaccines. And I want updates from you. I really do. I'm going to have Andrew Paul contact you every couple weeks and try and get you on, because you are what you call a scientific expert, not a political talk show host like me. Love to hear from you. Thank you, Dr. Robert Malone. God bless you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
82.